Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Bowser.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, nice to meet you.
same here.
Am I saying your name right, Bowser?
Yeah, it's Bozar, but Bozar, Bozier, same thing.
Okay, Bozar. Okay, great. We're just going to have a little conversation. I want you to share it. I mean, I'll kind of lead with some questions, but you can just share your story, how you want to share it for the next few minutes that we have to talk, and we'll get started unless you have some questions.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Okay, one moment.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman who will be sharing her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Dr. Gloria Bozar. She's a sociologist, child advocate, woman activist, and founder of Bozar Brilliance Community Foundation. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bozar.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you here. Reading your bio was really encouraging and uplifting to me, but one of the first things I wanted to talk about was the children's educational books that you write. Tell us about the books and what was the inspiration behind you writing them.
Okay, sure. So the book is titled ABCs of Child Sexual Abuse, and it's the first book from the Fafa and Glogo series. So my inspiration was I was in the process of writing my memoir, and it was a section in the memoir that discusses my own personal child abuse as a child, and I was unable to write that section because I felt like I need to do more because it's still happening. So I came up with a book to help spread awareness, education, and prevention for parents, caregivers, and children. And then from there, I said, let's not stop at just only abuse because other traumatic experiences that kids have. So it will continue to single-parent household, incarceration, alcoholism, physical abuse, bullying, colorism. So we're going to just keep going and keep going and keep going. For kids that experience certain adversities as a child, we're going to help them to get past it and or prevent it.
Well, you know, that's real powerful. One of the things that I talk about often, Dr. Bozar, is when we start dealing with our own journey, it helps us help someone else prevent or deal with what they're going through. So that is amazing that's what led you to that. Also, the foundation, the Bozar Brilliance Foundation, what is that about and who is it fought for?
Okay, so it's kind of piggybacking off the book. So, again, I wanted to do more because a book is just, you know, you're reading, you're learning, educating yourself and the children and the parents and social workers and caregivers. But I wanted the kids to actually receive more assistance. So I came up with an idea where I want to be the one to link the children who are experiencing ACEs, which are adverse child experiences, with therapists, counselors, mentors, if they need financial assistance to get somewhere, because I know some kids could be a good artist, a good drawer, but their parents lack the funds to get them, you know, the coloring and the pad. So if I could be the person to help you with the coloring and the pad to help you master your skill, you won't be stuck in the same place because of your adverse experiences and, you know, the low-income community. So my foundation is based in Essex County, and I'm from Orange, New Jersey, and also West Orange, New Jersey. So I will start there and hopefully expand to the other low-income cities around Essex County, East Orange, Newark, Montclair, and et cetera.
Okay, you know, Dr. Bozar, I noticed that you said that one of your mantras is helping kids lead happy lives.
Yes.
I was wondering if that came from after you just shared what you did that come in that enlightening that you received when you were writing your book, or was that passion, because clearly you're passionate about it, was that already within you, you just needed to identify it?
Yes, because I started my career at my first internship was at CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center in Hackettstown, and I was helping mothers that are pregnant. And a lot of mothers that are pregnant, they were needing support system, whether it was income, I mean financial, whether it was they needed clothes, they needed food, X, Y, and Z. So I realized at an early age that the kid is already at a disadvantage because they're in a situation where their parents cannot provide for them. So I wanted to help the mothers as best as I can when they do give birth or for the kids they do have, to be able to not worry about certain things like food. We can provide food because certain needs, certain things kids need will help them be better in life. So I want to help kids live happy lives by providing them with the essential things they need. We don't have to worry about having food in the refrigerator versus doing your homework or got to take care of a little sister because their mother's at work. Let's get some after-school programs. Let's get, you know, some mentorship where the kids can focus on being children and have a great child experience so they can be the best they can be moving forward and not reach that point and then they have other mental health issues that come in as adults because they're unable to get what they needed at an early age.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Dr. Gloria Bozar. Dr. Bozar, share with us some challenges as you build your business and keep identifying these things you're so passionate about. Share with us some challenges that you face as a female entrepreneur and how you've been able to overcome them.
Challenges that I faced were not being taken seriously at first because I am a Black African-American, and I'm 31 years old. And I was doing this when I was about in my early 20s. When I was in college, and a lot of challenges were my voice wasn't being heard. I would say certain things, and the male counterpart would say the same thing, but he was being heard. A lot of barriers to getting assistance, to partnership with other companies, other organizations, and I just kept pushing. I kept going. I kept emailing. I kept calling. I literally kept harassing until they realized, wait, she do have something to say. Let's listen to her and let's see what we can do to help her and her mission move forward.
Wow, that is so encouraging. No matter what doors that you were facing, you kept getting up, and that's the key. That's the message you want to send to our audience. You know what? Things will come up. Things will come against you. Believe in yourself and in your purpose, and just keep getting up. Because if you keep getting up, look at you right now. You're talking with confidence. You're talking with believing in yourself and in your mission. But what if you had not? What if you had taken some of that and stopped, you know, when they were ignoring you, not hearing your voice? But you didn't stop.
Yes.
You kept going. Congratulations to you. Mm-hmm. And so very
Thank
proud
you.
Because you're still young. You're still young, and you have accomplished
yes.
so much and have so much more to give. That is amazing. So I'm excited
Thank
for
you.
Our audience to hear your story. So what are you doing?
I do
you
want
you're doing Go ahead.
I do want to add that at one point, I do have like a fear of public speaking, but at one point in my college career, I did take speech courses to help me with that, and I'm also still doing kind of certain things to help me overcome the public speaking. So that also do help is to invest in yourself to get further in life.
Oh, absolutely, and you're doing amazing. I'm just so encouraged by you. But let me ask you this, Dr. Bozar. How do you find encouragement for yourself. So your whole business, your whole mission and purpose is helping others. What do you do in those times, in those moments that you need a voice to talk to you? You need some uplifting and encouragement for yourself.
Good question. I look back at my childhood. I look at my daughter, and I'm saying, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for the children that's coming up under me and for her age. She's 3 years old. So if not me, then who? That's just making me keep going.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Because we know we all have those moments, right? So you look at mm-hmm. your why. Why am I doing this? And this is for my 3-year-old daughter. So that's amazing. So you've accomplished a lot in just a few years. So tell us what is coming next for Dr. Bozar and what can we look forward to?
Okay, so what's next is I am putting together a support group for children who have been sexually abused and also for adults who have been abused as a child. It's two separate support groups, but it's going to kind of go hand in hand. Hopefully it will be in Essex County. I'm trying to secure a space right now. Also, I plan on my YouTube channel is called Dr. Gloria Big Little Talk. It's where I talk to children and children's language about certain experiences they will experience or any topic that kids underage or that adolescents will be interested in discussing. So it will be things like if you're a single parent household, how do you navigate that? Or if your mommy bringing somebody else in the house, how do you navigate that? If your sister, you know, is being mean to you, how do you navigate that? If you have a stepsister or a half-sister or a brother, how do you navigate that? And it's just to speak to kids in their language so they can understand in their terms how to express themselves and how to voice their opinion to their caregivers, to their trusted adults. So that's also coming next.
That's what I was going to talk about next, really, was your YouTube channel, The Big Little Talk, which I love that name, and how you were inspired to even start the channel. So that's wonderful. One of the things you did talk about, Dr. Bozar, is your fear of public speaking. And so I wanted to kind of go back to that a little bit because it's about facing fears and keep going anyway. Because you're right here on this podcast right now speaking very well and gaining the training, which is another thing that I believe is so important in our journey, is to keep going. How are you able to overcome the fear, or how have you been working on overcoming that fear and continuing to go anyway?
You know, I don't think I can overcome yet because I'm still processing the public speaking and being in front of a large audience, even a small audience, or having all the attention on me. But I just know that in my mind, before I, you know, talk or do interviews, I always say, it's not about me, it's bigger than me. I have to keep going. I have to speak. Somebody got to hear me. If not 10 people, one person will get the message. If I don't talk, then the message will be lost in the thought somewhere. So I have to keep going, keep pushing, and just take a leap of faith, and hopefully one day I'll be confident enough to speak, you know, without no fears of holding me back.
So that's absolutely awesome. That's so awesome. And what it says is, you know, you face the fears and keep going anyway. And I think if you talk to other public speakers, people who speak in public or speak on platforms like this, that there's some level of fear there. I spoke with another woman that's been doing it for 30 plus years, speaking in front of thousands and thousands of people. And she said to me, she said, you know what? I still feel it a little bit right before I get up there. But once I get up there, I lean into my purpose. I lean into my knowledge that I want to share. And that gets mm-hmm. me through it. So it's about facing the fear and doing it anyway. I absolutely love that. So what are some final words, Dr. Bozar, that you can share with our audience to encourage them to keep going despite the circumstances?
I would say values, morals, don't ever let go of those. Integrity, don't ever, you know, stoop down to people level that wants you to stoop down to. Invest in yourself. Have a great, great, great support system. Take a self-care day, mental health day, self-education, keep going, keep reading, keep learning, keep going, keep, I'm a God-fearing woman, so you have to pray about it, have faith, believe in yourself, and just take it one day at a time, because it will get hard. Some days you will cry and want to give up, but those are the days that helps you to remember why you're doing it. When you look back, you're going to say, I almost gave up for that little thing when it's way bigger than that little thing that I was going through. So just keep going. The sky's the limit.
Oh. That's it. There are no limits to where you can go. Thank you so much. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to speak with you today. You're inspirational. Your story and your journey and all that you're trying to do to help children is so amazing to me. I absolutely enjoyed this conversation. I know that our audience will as well. So tell us, how
Thank
do
you.
We get stay in contact with you?
My website is www.drgloriabozar.org, where you can purchase the book and also other learning material for the children. My Instagram is Dr.Gloria.B. My children's Instagram is, almost the book Instagram is Fafa_Gloglo_series. And also the YouTube channel is Dr. Gloria Bozar, Big Little Talk with Fafa and Glo-Glo. And if you want to email me personally, you could just shoot me a DM or go on the website and send me an email.
It's, again, Dr. Bozar, it has been an absolute honor to speak with you today. And all that you, all
Thank
your
you.
Congratulations on all your success and all that you're doing, because I know that with everything that you feel, everything that you said, you're going to be amazing. We look forward to hearing more from you. And thank you to our guests for being here again. Just thank you for being here today. And thank you
thank
to
you,
our
thank
audience.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.
Bye now.